The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, before we start today's show, I got to tell you about Promescent. It is a great sexual wellness company that's going to help you be better in bed. The best product they have is their delay spray, which enables you to go longer and pleasure your partner for that much longer. If you guys don't know, it takes the average woman 18 minutes to climax, where it takes the average man 5 minutes. That fucking space right there, it's a big gap, okay? Man, no, we're not talking about your wife. It's a big gap. You want to close that gap and use the delay spray. Go to promescent.com. That's PROMESCENT.com. Use the promo code RAP15. You're going to save 15% off your order. Okay, let's start the show.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're from Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Three, two, one. We are recording across the board. Welcome to the Real... Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast, Los Angeles, live from Kim Congdon's new apartment.
Woo, yeah.
We're very excited. Yeah. I'm very excited to be here in LA. I do love Los Angeles. It is a beautiful day.
Yeah, you should turn. Let me turn the dryer off.
Turn the dryer off. But that was, by the way, that was a humble brag. Kim was just pointing out to everyone that she has a dryer in her apartment.
Let me turn off my washer dryer.
Which is such a,
It's nice.
An apartment thing, like anyone else in the world, like people, if you're not in New York or LA, you don't understand how big of a deal that is. People in the rest of the world are like, did you get a fucking dryer? Who cares?
Right.
It's not a big deal. Like, if you live anywhere else in the world, but if you're in LA or New York, you have a washer dryer in your kitchen, that's some baller shit.
It's so nice.
Parking is like in New York, I was like, that's insane.
Parking. Dishwasher. Doorman.
Doorman's huge.
No roommates? What the fuck? Jesus.
Kim Congdon is crushing it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Congratulations, Kim.
I'm very proud of you, Kim. We're going to get into today's show. We have, I didn't do much planning. There's not much in way of notes. There's not much in way of show prep. I have CNN open just in case any breaking news happens. We're going to get into a lot, though. It's going to be a fucking great show. We got Harrington on the ones and twos. Thank you, Harrington, for coming out and earning your way. Harrington also has the widest spreading toes I've ever seen. We're going to talk about that on today's show.
Terrible farmer's
hand. I've always had a problem with this, and he loves wearing sandals.
Mm. Yeah, dude, you need to fucking chill with those toes.
Your toes are so skinny. They're so skinny. He has the skinniest toes I've seen on a not skinny man.
Like, he was born with six toes, and one was amputated at birth.
They're like long, creepy, Nosferatu type toes.
They look fragile.
Harrington, and I said this before, but I'll say it for the audience at home. Why do you look more like a toe than your toes look like toes? Thank you. No one needed to laugh because I said it before, and everyone laughed pretty heartily earlier. So,
nothing like a second joke.
The audience needed to hear that. That was a solid point, and everyone needed to fucking hear it. Harrington, show your toes to the camera real quick, please.
But even your whole feet are just gross. It's not even just the toes.
Watch how much
they
spread.
I can't believe those are touching the floor.
It looks like you can, bend your whole foot.
There's like a big brown spot of something on the bottom of your foot. You don't feel that? What is that brown thing?
Oh, yeah. What is that?
Mm-mm.
Just dirt. Yeah. All right. Look,
this is a raisin. My raisin.
I lost that raisin a year ago.
No, he does one a day, like the pill. He goes, oh, it's Wednesday.
Look, we have a great show planned today. Colin Turrell is here.
What's up?
Very happy, very happy to have you back on the show. Coming out, crushing it in San Diego.
Thank you.
Making it difficult for me to follow. God damn it, go watch Colin Turrell because he fucking murders. Honestly, dude, I didn't think you were that good at comedy until this weekend.
Yeah, no one knows. I'm amazing.
Also, very happy to have back on the show the Broad Topic Scales. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Carlotto's back on the show.
Thanks for having me, Louis.
And the one and only Kim Congdon.
Thank you.
Did you dress like a rattlesnake in honor of me?
No. This is not a rattlesnake. Happened? You have no idea what a rattlesnake is.
First of all, I know exactly what a rattlesnake is.
It's not and green and it doesn't look like this me, pattern.
Fan gave me a real rattle from a snake that he killed with his bare hands.
That's cool.
That's yeah,
I don't
cool.
think he killed it with his bare hands. He might have killed it with a stick. I don't know. But he killed a rattlesnake and he tore the rattle off its body and brought it to me.
Nice.
That's some fucking hardcore.
Now where's the rattle? Where do you keep it?
No, it's I got it this weekend. It's in my bag in the hotel.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. So that is what is the coolest gift you've ever gotten from a fan?
I don't know. I've gotten some cool shit.
Oh, I like the I like those wood carving
things.
We got these like coasters from Psychedelic. I think he made shit for you and Zach too.
Mm.
They're like wood engraved coasters.
The mushroom coasters
are
fucking sick.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Sick. What about you, Colin? Anything from a fan?
I got an Oklahoma State Cowboy shirt.
That's the one you wore.
And I wear it all the time.
Oh, that's cute.
People
I like
are always
that.
Like, yo, why you wear that shirt? I was like, some guy just gave it to me, so now I guess I support this team. I bought tickets to see them in the March Madness. Wrong Oklahoma. It was they're actually their arch nemesis.
No.
Because I just saw Oklahoma were playing. I was
and
like,
you
yeah.
wore that shirt?
No. I would have had I had it with me, and it looked like a fucking dickhead. Wait, so there's more than one Oklahoma team? All right. Like, okay.
Yeah, dude. There's fucking. We tried to, for a while on this podcast, have. We had like a wish list on Amazon, like hot chicks get.
Yeah.
And nobody bought us any toys or anything fun.
We should do that.
Yeah,
we
you should guys do should that. Fucking yeah. do a wish list.
Yep.
Yeah,
that's smart for chicks.
We yeah. instead just demand money from certain fans.
There's just some dudes that are like, how much money should I give you? And I'm like, all of the money that you have.
What's the most money you've ever been given by a guy?
Dude, I get money. Guys just send me money.
Regularly.
Like literally just last week, the guy was like, let me start buying you coffee every day. Just send me your bill for coffee.
But here's my problem with those guys, because these are pay pigs, and we've spoken of pay pigs before.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys need to fucking pony the fuck up. A cup of coffee a day ain't shit.
Oh, no. I have one guy that sends me like pretty regularly $50 like 5-6 days a week.
That's pretty solid.
She's also charging coffee guy $10 a day, which adds up.
Just to give her coffee.
Yep.
An extra 10. Like, I'll let you buy me coffee if you give me an extra $10.
I say it's $10.
It's, she
my
says
coffee
it's
$10
for coffee.
Coffee is about $10, though.
Yeah, because I want a snack, too.
Yeah, too.
Listen, but I don't do... And, like, and they're literally like... They'll send me the money and they'll be like, man, this is pathetic. And I'll say, yep. And that's the extent of my conversation.
Yeah, they love a little bit of
I give a yep and then I ignore them until the next time they send me money. And then they'll send me money. I'll write gross and then not say anything else.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's so easy. Wouldn't you do it?
But what do they have your number? Do they have an app? What do they have?
On Instagram messages.
And
I don't
they
even.
Have money on Instagram?
Venmo.
They Venmo me. And I don't even. Allow them into my general box. I keep them in the request.
And she allows almost everyone into her general box.
I mean, my primary box. That is good.
Hell yeah, no, you fuck yeah. No one's safe.
Rattlesnake.
Oh, I need my soundboard. Fuck,
oh, God.
It's funny. This podcast does kind of rely on the professionalism of the studio.
I know.
And once there's a bunch of fucking retards on the couch, you're like, what the fuck is this?
What is this?
The masks.
LA.
Yeah. No, it's nice.
This is the coziest this podcast's ever been.
Yeah.
I like
it's
it.
Chill.
Yeah. Look, the fact
that... What do you think of my couch?
It's nice. It's pretty solid.
You like it?
You bought it?
It's a pull-out. It's got a bed in it.
A pull-out? It's the first time you've ever...
Here we go.
Something with a pull-out.
Jesus, Lewis.
Rattlesnake. Rattlesnake.
The support you have around the jokes is incredible.
Rattlesnake.
Zach, say something funny right now. Well, he's not here. Fuck. God damn it, Zach would have nailed a pull-out joke right there. Imagine Zach was here for a solid pull-out joke.
What are any of the other sound drops? And I'll just do the sound drops.
We're going to Niggleland. What, you didn't hear the sound drop?
What's that?
Rape!
Fine, Colin. Every time I press you, you have to do a new sound drop that we normally do, okay?
Not anymore, though.
You got a few of them.
Is it Gessel Snake? Gessel Snake.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Just start guessing them, yeah.
I'll just guess, yeah.
All right,
you
we'll
know
see what
the
happens.
Real ass dude theme
we'll,
song.
Yeah, we'll wait
sure.
somebody fucking oh, yeah, says something crazy.
Okay.
We took it's fucking wild.
I'm
happy to be here today. The fact that me and Kim Congdon are able to be in each other's presence for this long.
He tried to rape me as soon as I got here.
I did not try to rape her. I tried to pleasure
I've
her.
I've heard the same story from both of you guys now.
I tried to pleasure her the way she wanted it.
He locked me in my room and tried to rape me.
Why would she dress like a snake if she didn't want me to try to...
charm her?
How's Alex funnier and smarter than me? shit.
Nice.
Look, we have a lot to do. We have a lot to do on this trip. Tomorrow night we have The Depraved live at the Comedy Store. Very, very excited about this. Kim, can you talk about... I don't know, you're ready.
You motherfucker. Please? You know I can't talk about it. You know I can't talk about it. Before we hit record, you said, can you talk about it? I said, I can't talk about it. So why would you say right now, can you talk about it?
Harrington, did you give me these so I can rattle?
Yeah. Wow. Is new that, sound effect.
Did you really?
No,
these are SD cards that I just shattered inside of a can.
Thank you, Lewis. These are my SD cards
with all of my cryptocurrency on them.
He keeps his Bitcoin in an Altoid. <Yeah. laughs>
No, that's what you hear. You're like, dude, I lost my laptop. It had $10 million worth of Bitcoin on it. That's like a thing that people just say all the time.
Yeah.
No, but the fact that we are able to be friends at this point and even joke about us dating other people, going on dates with other people, I think it's good. We've come a very long way.
Yes.
I'm so impressed, you guys. I never thought I'd see the day.
It's not good. This isn't healthy.
Why not?
You don't
think being friends with your ex is healthy?
Whatever you guys are, it's not friends.
Jealous thing. It's a little joke we play.
I'm not jealous of her. She can fucking whatever. She told me on the phone. Can I say what you told me on the phone?
No.
I'm not jealous. I can't say that?
No.
Wow. Wow.
I get nervous whenever you guys hang out. What? I get so nervous.
Yeah. What? No. I can't say that. That's more embarrassing for me than anybody else.
No, I don't want to talk about that.
I mean, that was going to be a big portion of this conversation on today's show.
Listen, I like big dicks. That's it. Move on.
What's wrong with that?
But yeah, that's it. Why can't I say that? Well, she called me one
day. No, Lewis, no. Why do we have to? We don't have to go deep into our conversations together. It doesn't have to be a big portion of our show.
I'm so curious now,
though. Be a real ass,
this is
dude.
Toxic.
So, I'm sorry. I thought this was the real ass podcast, not the sad ass bitch podcast. Come on, Lewis.
No, she called me up.
No, Lewis.
I'm not going to say anything more than you just said. I'm going to say the word you used to describe what you just said.
No.
Why?
Why?
She said, I'm a size queen. Why is that a problem?
I don't know. I don't want to put that in people's heads. I've talked about it,
Kim,
I guess.
You say this every week on our show. There's not an episode that goes by where that isn't the main point.
But not only does she know, I think I know
our
the
last
problem.
Episode is titled Size Queen. Kim Congdon.
She goes, I think I know the problem.
No, Lewis. This is... If you go into this...
This is more embarrassing for me.
If you go into this, I'm going to go into some other shit.
What are you going to?
I don't know. I'll pull out an arsenal.
This is my worst nightmare.
Give me my phone.
Harrington's freaking out.
Give me my phone.
This is like Harrington's wet dream of a podcast.
I'm scared.
I've dreamt of the perfect podcast.
Let's move on.
Fine, we'll move on.
What is a size queen, by the way? I don't know what that means. I don't know what that expression is.
That's not moving on.
No, but what's that? What is that?
We can talk about that, but we don't have to talk about our conversation.
It wasn't that much more.
Just move on.
Fine.
Let it go.
They've deduced from what we've already said what I'm about to say.
Great, then move on.
The deducing.
Are you like embarrassed for me? What is going on? My dick's fine. My dick is fine. Let me point that out there. My dick is great.
It's
my
a
dick
great
is fucking
dick.
Solid. My dick is fucking awesome.
Solid. Sometimes.
This episode is brought to you by Blue Chew. And fine. I mean, whatever. There's nothing else to it. The point I was making was that we're so comfortable with each other that you could call me up one day and be like, hey, you know what, Lou? I just got to let you know something.
He just wants to say the conversation. He started over.
Unless you know something. I never liked your dick. Was that what she said?
She didn't say that. I mean, it was in other words.
And wait, okay. I didn't call you up. We were having a conversation about our relationship. I didn't call you up.
Yeah. But it was like a self, like she figured out something about herself.
I like big dicks.
She likes big
huge
dicks.
Lewis, I want to thank you, Lewis.
Not even just big dicks. She likes massive dicks.
Yeah, they need to look almost not human.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
And look, that's okay.
They look like Harrington's
and
feet.
And that's okay, ladies.
And that's okay.
It
Girls,
doesn't
listen
mean-
to me. If that's something that you need in your life,
go get that.
I ain't got it.
Get out of here, you sluts. We don't need you. We're looking for good, honest, comfort queens.
Comfort queens. I'm almost jealous of a girl that can just, like, I see girls.
Except my God. Yeah.
You should. You're a shallow bitch.
I see.
I'm jealous of these apparent children.
Yeah, they're just
with their tiny pussies.
They're just getting rocked to sleep by dick at night.
It's like rain on a tin roof.
Dude, it's like, yeah, it's like a sprinkler in the grass.
Yeah, Kim needs a tornado to tear her home from its foundations.
I need to feel empty after.
When she's fucking, right. She needs to see a witch on a bike riding by her window.
Dude, no, it's insane.
Yeah, well, you know,
good.
But it's the point I'm making is we've come to a place now where we can have discussions like this
still
and be okay with it.
I guess. Have.
I feel like
it's still more uncomfortable with it.
What's your problem with it?
There's no problem. I just feel like Lewis is like, look, it's perfectly healthy, but there's this still a part of you just like, fuck.
I wish my dick was huge. Fuck. Yeah. God
damn
it, dude.
You went on a date with who?
Grow. Just fucking grow already.
That's good to see.
You might grow a few inches of dick because you're losing weight.
Yeah.
No, there's like another like...
I thought you were going to say he could manifest a few inches of
you
dick for himself.
You also probably could manifest.
If anyone could, I think it's you. If you think every day my dick is a little bigger than it was yesterday, eventually it might happen. I think so too.
No, Alex, I don't have to think it. I have to know it.
Yeah,
you have to know.
So if I know my dick is bigger every single day.
Every day. You look at it, you say, I know for a fact it's bigger than yesterday. In a couple years.
No, what I do is everything like in my home, I just have slightly smaller versions of real things. Like my couch is smaller than a real couch. So I just convince chicks that my dick is bigger than it really is.
You just do everything smaller?
Yeah, everything in my house. I live in a tiny house. So I'm like, look at this.
You're going to have to go to the doctor and shrink the rest of your body.
It's really fucked up.
Yeah, if you don't do your body, you're just a dude with a small dick in
a small house. You gotta shrink those hands.
Tiny car, tiny house, little dick. Does this guy have anything?
I'm small, dumb.
Oh, shit. All right, real quick, let's take a moment and thank Blue Chew for supporting today's show. Blue Chew is an incredible performance enhancer for the bedroom. Get your dick harder, longer lasting erections. It enables you to fuck better, fuck longer, fuck harder, not be a little bitch in the bedroom. You want to be a real ass dude when you're banging your chick or dude. So make sure you do it with Blue Chew. It's the same active ingredient as Viagra and Cialis, and it works faster because it's chewable. It gets into your bloodstream faster, and it's cheaper because they don't have those crazy middlemen giving you all of those fucking... drummed up prices. Okay, let me tell you something. Blue Chew, it's cheaper, it's better, it's faster. And the best part is you don't even have to go to the doctor and have a conversation. It's all done online. You answer a questionnaire online, they deliver it to your home in discreet packaging. Easy peasy. And on top of that, we're going to give you your first month absolutely free. All you got to do is go to bluechew.com, use the promo code RAP when you check out. You're going to pay $5 shipping. You get your first month of Blue Chew delivered to your house for free. Once again, bluechew.com, use that promo code RAP at checkout. And go enjoy your incredible dick. All right, where were we? You were saying you went on a date. Talk to us about this date, Kim. Can we talk about this? We don't have to say who it was.
I went on a date and it wasn't great.
What
it, didn't, it didn't even
we
start.
We arrived late.
Well, I don't mean to hate, but I didn't want to wait. It's 8:30.
Okay. Enough.
This is a guide to dating. This episode, because there's a lot of simps out there, okay? Right. And Alex is in a happy relationship. We won't get into it. Kim.
She was like, Jesus Christ.
I refuse.
Didn't even.
I don't even believe it. Every night I say it's not true before I go to bed. I do this and I go, it's not true.
He gets on the side of the bed at the end.
Yeah, you know? Dear God, please don't tell me this is true. It's absolutely impossible. But yeah, every night.
God, it's me, Lewis. I know it's been a while.
She said, let's move on.
You know, whatever. It's fine. When I pinch myself. This isn't real. There's no way. But anyway, this episode is a guide on how to date Kim. So far, huge cock.
Huge cock.
Uncomfortably big.
All right. Unclick. See you.
All right. 98% of our audience just it's all black there. So huge cock.
I'm trying to get past that.
You're trying to get past the huge cock?
Yeah. And it needs to be. Because I'm missing out on good guys.
Does it need to be big? It still needs to be big.
It needs to be big at least.
Give me the minimum inches.
7.5
GS. That's huge. That's huge. What do you mean it's big?
Okay,
that's
7. Massive. 7.
This
seven.
Bitch thinks 7.5 is like an average acceptable
that's
size.
Crazy.
It's fucking
7.
Crazy.
7. I'll settle for 7.
She never made a sound when I fucked her. It was crazy. Like she was
You fucked me?
God damn, doggy. Holy shit, boys. Look, it's rough out there. It's rough. It's rough.
I'm hot.
You guys got to fucking, you know.
Oh, this is embarrassing.
You need to make some money. You need to fucking get a good job. But let me the amount of money he makes, can that shave off some inches?
No.
How much do you think an inch is worth? We've been lied to, boys.
I feel like every $100,000 should be worth a half an inch.
Every inch is priceless. I don't know what to tell you.
It's literally priceless. Every inch. There's no words to describe the extra inches, dude.
Every half an inch, he makes $100,000. So, listen. 100 grand, he's 7 inches.
There was this dude that I fucked that had no money.
No money.
That had a huge dick, and I flew him to me.
You flew him to you?
Yes.
Ooh. That's kind of baller.
Yeah.
He was so hot, and he had a huge dick.
And just broke.
Broke.
Just a huge cock.
That was just
a poor boy with a big dick.
I am just a poor boy with a big fat cock. He's just a poor boy with a huge fat cock. He fucks up Kim so nicely. Kim's like la 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 la.
His cock's very frightening.
She's like easy come. Easy come, easy come.
Easy come.
Bismillah. Oh. He is making her come.
I will not let him go. Let him go.
This dick is huge. Oh, we can laugh about this. This is great, guys. This is awesome.
Awesome episode. Great relationship.
I love it. Dude, this is so good.
Healthy friendship if I've ever seen one.
So money's not it for me.
So money's not it.
Money's nice, and I like guys with money. Who doesn't?
But a guy's going to take you to a nice restaurant. It's going to take you on a vacation.
Yeah, you better use your fucking savings to take me out then.
Yeah.
You better figure it out.
Just ride that dick all the way to Mexico. Let's go.
Even if you're poor, you better just figure it out.
All right, so hold on. These are.
I believe in you.
Alex, you're Kim's best friend, okay?
Yep.
Big dick is a must. Bitch. Big dick is a must.
Yeah.
Give me the number two thing. If you're going to set somebody up with Kim, what is the number two
trait? She actually is going to know this very well, I think.
Let's see. Don't put pressure on her.
The number two thing is probably giving her, she needs a very specific amount of attention and type of attention from a dude. He can't be too loud and boisterous. He's got to fit in with everybody in comedy. Dating Kim is like a whole.
Oh, she's got to be the alpha.
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, you like a little bit of a beta bitch behind the scenes bitch. That's really why it didn't work. It wasn't my dick size, folks.
It was, Am I right about that?
I was too much of an alpha.
I don't like a beta guy, but I don't like an alpha guy either.
Yeah, it's definitely not beta.
It needs to be the Kim show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I need just like a really hot, big dick, quiet guy in the background.
We got past the big dick already, okay? So how big
we were moving
guy.
On to the
Before
next.
I couldn't say it. Now I can't stop.
big dick. All right. So a beta guy with a big dick.
A lot of money. Perfectly alpha. No, perfectly bad at the same time.
She doesn't care about the money.
I get
it. Easy.
Yeah.
I'll definitely find that.
She wants a Sigma dude. Like not alpha, not beta. Just a dude who's there for her and giving her the exact amount of attention and dick.
The exact amount of dick, the exact amount of attention. Is there something that's too big?
Have you ever met a guy like this?
Yeah.
What's too big?
Two dicks.
I don't know, probably What's I need a ruler. I have a measuring tape in my drawer. In the first drawer closest to the door.
What's too big?
Mark on my mark on my
Let's go watch.
He's a real ass dude.
I want to call him.
He's got a bad attitude. Oh my god, I feel bad for audio listeners who missed out on that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious.
That's great.
Did you see it? The first drawer closest to the front door. It's like it's got a bunch of shit in it, but I think there's a measuring tape in there. Cause I gotta see. I don't really know. I don't want
to
say the wrong
answer.
If you
were to guess, like on my hand, what's too big from my hand?
Let's see.
My hands are tiny, by the way.
The
just
dick
so you know.
Starts here. I would say too big. Probably anything past this.
No, that's like 7.5 right there.
That has to be
that's
seven and a half.
That's like 7.5.
Yeah, you can take more than that, Cam. I believe in you.
Your mind, I'm not even intimidated by that.
I.
Definitely. I gotta see it off the hand. Let me see.
Dude, let me introduce you to six and a bit.
Six and a bit.
Six and a bit might be.
Colin uses metric.
Okay, wait. Yeah.
I didn't say six what?
Yeah. You know what? Yeah, I think seven and a half's my.
Let me see. Is your ideal? Is what you want?
7.5 is what I want. I'll take a 7. I can't go past 8.
Let me see. Oh, you can't. So you have a very specific window. Kim, that's not
that is
insane
a narrow window.
What she's doing.
Kim, you.
It costs everything.
Actually, just, I don't know.
That's what Kim calls her pussy.
Let me curve it a little. Have I had this?
Can we get a Sharpie and color it in black?
How many is that? How many is that? I don't see the numbers. Wow. That's fucking
what
huge.
What is that?
That's
8?
That's got to be 9.
On that side?
That's 9.
Yeah, that's 9. That's fucking...
That's 2.
No, that's 8.5.
No, that's...
Oh, you're right. That's 9. Sorry.
Hold on.
So
knock off $100,000.
This is
9. 9 would injure you. Come on.
That's probably a little too much for me.
That's crazy.
No, that's probably perfect.
I can handle that.
Whoa.
Yeah, I can handle that too. This is good for me.
You're both pigs and you should die. I hope you both get AIDS and fucking it eat your bodies from the inside out to death.
Yeah. That's nice.
This is going to give you some sort of fucking womb cancer.
Where are you at? Let me see yours.
So Alex, are you a size queen?
I mean, historically,
that's about like everyone.
Sure,
yeah, but it's very, very skinny,
big
though.
That's
no.
interesting.
Like that.
That looks like almost fucking perfect to me. If you ask me, like a good fucking.
That's it. That's and more than that is greedy, dude. What are you kidding me? What are you?
Oh, I remember that. There it is.
Hello, lady. That's party.
There he is. The old reason we broke up.
I'm really gonna fucking dig
I'm just kidding.
Take your girlfriend, your pick, and make you shit.
It's so good that we can joke about this. It's so good.
That's
I love
not true.
It.
We had good sex when we first dated for like a year. We used to fuck
everyone
all the time.
Everyone has good sex on their first date.
Right.
Yeah. You don't like each other. You're punching. All that type
that
of stuff.
That was part of the good sex.
I know. Yeah.
Oh, boy. So what's going on with it? Is England underwater right now? I just looked at CNN for a minute. We're going to change the subject hard right now.
Oh, no.
Yes. Oh.
My baby drowned.
None of us know anything about what's going on in England.
What's going on?
This is vacation mode, right? Isn't that weird? Like, whenever I go out of town, like, I give up on the news. I give up on everything. There's been like mass shootings and like huge world events, and I've been on vacation. I just miss it. I don't give a fuck. My mom died when I was in Amsterdam.
Dude, I forgot that your mom was dead, and I thought you were announcing that your mom died, and I was gonna be like, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. My mom died recently.
That's so sad.
Wait, and you just found out while you were on a vacation, or you just didn't find out till you got home?
I didn't find out till I got home because I was 22. I had a Nokia faceplate phone, and I did not have service that would allow me to get calls in Amsterdam. So I checked my emails, but my junkie mother didn't like write me. Also, she didn't write me an email saying, "Hey, I'm going to die now." Like she died. Like yeah. Nobody wrote me an email. So I found out when I got home.
That's fucked up.
Yeah. Yeah.
But at least you got to enjoy the rest of the trip because you would have been stuck there, right?
Yeah, it would have fucked me up, dude. I would have taking mushrooms while your mom's dead.
Yeah.
Because like, I'm still going to do everything. It's like banging a hooker while your mom's dead. Like, this sucks.
Hey.
This is awful. But
my mom loved banging strangers.
My mom was a hooker. Yeah. So, yeah, my mom died when I was 22 years old. My mom would have liked you, Kim, I think.
My sister
loves you. It's sick.
Yeah, your sister loves me.
She's like, you just need to get back with Kim. And I was like, you have no idea how bad it was.
It's not great.
It's great that we can talk about this.
Any of us need truly.
No, like we're the fact that we're here now. And we're
it
all,
affected everyone.
It affected everyone around us.
It affected everyone around you guys.
Kim, one day we'll be able to tell the stories.
We have. There's so many shows. You bring up the stories all the time.
No, not.
We've talked about. I'm not going to say it anymore because we'll get canceled now. The. Or,
when we raped a retarded baby?
That is what they said.
Oh, yeah. But why would you cancel that?
When we ran
that?
Away
hilarious.
From raping the retarded.
Why is that? Why are you afraid to tell that story?
I don't know. We have told that story.
Because you were the one being abusive in it.
No, I wasn't. First of all, no, I wasn't. No. We've told that story.
Yeah, it's not a big deal.
Look it up.
Yeah. No, me and Kim, we had a tumultuous relationship, and we ended up not...
Yeah, keep bringing up the relationship and how we're past it for the whole hour.
It's crazy.
We are past it. We're doing good.
We're past it. Let's break it down a little. When did you know you didn't like me?
That's exactly what's happening.
But we're past it, totally.
So show me on a ruler how big you want your dick.
So it's been raining in England.
So you said...
Remember when we had plans to go to England, Kim? I said I'd bring you to Big Ben.
Oh, babe, you love scones. Anyway.
Rain. Remember we got caught in the rain that one time?
I'm so glad we could talk about how you like scones now. Lewis, keep it together. We hit record.
The flooding so in Great Britain. Remember, you know what used to be great? Our relationship. Remember, Kim?
You know what never flooded?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Guess
old snake. Guess old snake.
Guess old snake. Guess old snake. Guess old
snake. So fun.
Are you flooded once in a while? Shut up.
Jesus.
Come on. What is going on? Global warming? Is that what we wanted to talk
Maybe.
About?
Maybe. We'll talk about it. Let's do plugs real quick. We're halfway through the show. Let's get our plugs out of the way.
Cool.
Okay. Alex?
You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at I am Alex Scar. Check out Broad Topics Podcast here on Gas Digital Network. And check out Sick and Portly Watch Rick and Morty every Monday right after Legion of Skanks only on GasDigitalNetwork.com/live.
Kimberly.
Yeah. You guys can follow me on Twitter at Kimberly Congdon, on Instagram, TikTok at Kim Congdon. Check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/QueenKong1. I'll be doing shows in LA. I'm doing Supernova August 11th. Come out for that. It's a really great show. And the rest of my show dates will be on my social media. So check that out.
You can follow me on social media at Column Tyrrell. I have a YouTube channel, youtube.com/Column Tyrrell. You can check out my podcast, The Wizard of Pod. It's available everywhere. Next week, I'll be in New Jersey opening for Louis J. Gomez in Point Pleasant. I don't know the dates. He will take over from me.
28th or the 31st. We had Uncle Vinny. It's me, the great Column Tyrrell. Going to be a lot of fun. Live dates all over the place. I'll be up in Saratoga Springs with the great Zach Amico coming up on the 6th and 7th of August. We have The Return of the Depraved at Stress Factory in New Brunswick with Rich Voss, Joe List, Tim Butterly, Karen Feehan, Paul Verzi, and more. That show's going to be fun.
Nice.
Bonkers. Going to sell out, so grab those tickets early, and I'll be doing some more shows. BJ Ryan's in Connecticut, and definitely more stuff coming up this entire summer and fall. Skankfest South is sold out, but we are releasing another 100 tickets. 100 tickets are going to be released on August 16th at 12 noon Eastern. Get your tickets on August 16th. There's only going to be individual day passes. So if you want to come all 3 days, you got to buy individual day passes for those days. But we have a few tickets left over that we were able to squeeze out. So August 16th, skankfest.net. Shout out to Yo Kratom for supporting the entire fucking festival. They've been with us the entire time. The shit we have planned for Skankfest is going to be absolutely crazy. So come out to that. Make sure you guys go to my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. Subscribe to the Gas Digital Network, gasdigitalnetwork.com. We have this show live 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 11 a.m. Eastern. You can get the entire on-demand library, every episode we've ever done, all ad-free, uncensored, and in one place, all at gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. Get instant access to every single episode we've ever done. Wow.
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 Wow. So it's flooded in England, guys.
So it's flooded in England.
No, it's heavy. It's all over. All of Europe is getting flooded. India flooded.
What's Why? Going on? Why?
It's just raining a lot, I guess.
India flooded sounds like such a smell.
Wow. Oh my God. Wow, Alex. Christ, Alex, all fucking
dude,
mighty.
It's true.
Wow.
Wet India?
Yeah, wet Jeez. Indians.
The smell of wet
Damp India? Damp
India?
Is that too far?
Soggy Indians?
I say take it further, Alex. This is not that far. It's
yeah, double down,
podcast.
Alex. Well, my ex-boyfriend used to go to India to see his family all the time, and even he admitted it smelled.
Dry Indians smell like shit. What are we going to fucking pretend? We don't know what she's talking about? A wet Indian in the sun?
Thank you, Lewis.
Have you ever gotten a carpet wet and smelled it a couple days later?
That's a good Indian, right? Now that's pre-drowned Indian.
Yeah. So I don't know what's going on in India, but apparently in England, severe thunderstorms caused flash flooding across London on Sunday afternoon, sparking major transit delays. This is not news. I'm doing weather reports from England right now, guys.
Well, I don't believe you read that.
This is significant flooding, they say. We're going to go live to... to London, England, and we have Margaret.
We're gonna go live to Lewis drowning in his own bit.
Shut the fuck up. Nice. We got it. Margaret Thatcher, how is the weather out there?
The floods are taking over. Nobody's there's no survivors.
and it's stinky.
It's funny.
It smells sort of like a wet Indian. all right, well, back to...
Did your phone alert you about that? What's happening?
Yeah, recycle,
did you get
guys,
a notification?
Look after the look
no,
after-
I have CNN open.
Oh.
Look after the environment, guys. Recycle.
I wouldn't do any show prep, so I just have CNN open. That's one of my go-to.
So you're
CNN.
Taking anything it gives to you?
Yeah, Pamela Brown calls out Sarah Sanders' delayed support of vaccines.
Can you... Do you know who either
not,
of those women
not the
are?
COVID, please. Who's anything
Sarah
but
Sanders?
COVID.
You're
for fuck's sake.
Why? Because everyone has it again? We're just pretending that the world's not ending again?
You know what's trending right now?
What?
I don't know what it means, but she's 22 is trending.
Oh, no.
Should I click it?
Oh, hell yeah.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
My daughter needs your advice. She's 22. Her boyfriend said he will break up with her if she gets vaxxed. Oh, fuck. Just said not COVID.
God damn it.
He doesn't trust the government. He has a native and POC family background. What are your thoughts on this? She asked me to tweet this.
A POC?
Person of color.
Oh, what does that matter?
Because
if it was
POC
a white guy?
And Native Americans have every right to be hesitant to trust the government.
Yeah, they trust
so every
the
one of
less.
Them needs to chill.
Oh,
trying to help them find sources.
That white people, dude. White people do those gymnastics, huh? Mm. They're like, oh, black people don't have to take the vaccine because they trust the government less. That's okay. That's fucking crazy. White people are pussies. You need to fucking grow a pair.
I don't even understand what do you mean?
Well, I'm just saying that's like a fucking white perspective. They're like, oh yeah, you know what? Brown people, they can have that perspective.
Like that, like it generally would be woke to get the vaccine, but they're so woke that they're like,
well brown
of course
are,
my,
that's
my POC brethren could make the decision for themselves based on
it's
their
just,
history.
It's just white people taking it on the chin yet again. They're just fucking such pussies. They make me sick. White people, you make me fucking sick. There needs to be an uprising.
No way.
We need to do something
we
about
rule.
This.
We
You're
going to
start
white
the revolution?
People.
I'm going to start the white revolution for them because they don't have any balls.
No way.
I don't know if it's going to be the white revolution if you start it.
Yeah, well.
No, I'm not sitting here and have you say that about my people.
Having
white people are just great. We've crushed it. We've just crushed it year in, year out since like the start.
It's not
dominate.
I hate to sound like fucking
pure domination.
I don't want to be so anti-woke, but every time I just felt like I'm watching Loki, that show. And I'm like, why do all the security guards got to be fat black chicks? Like, why? They wouldn't do that. They wouldn't hire all fat black chicks to be the security guards for the fucking time travelers fucking security. They'd hire big, strong fucking black men. Not fat black chicks that are lesbians, obviously. It's crazy.
Have you seen The Fosters?
I don't know, but there's probably fat black chicks all over the place because that's all they book anymore.
The Fosters would drive you
every show
insane. The Fosters is a TV show about a family who fosters children. Their last name is also The Fosters.
Oh,
it's
no.
Two lesbian moms.
Oh, no.
One white, one black.
Of course.
The white one's a cop. The black one's a teacher. They're like they have a transgender child and a gay child and a child who's gender fluid. It's like a whole ABC show.
Wow.
Oh, it's on ABC as well?
Yeah. How many queers do you need in one house?
ABC.
That's crazy.
If that,
all
let me
three?
Tell you if
all
that,
of them are gay, mostly.
They have two lesbian moms that are raising a transgender child, a non-binary.
And then like a couple of straight ones.
And then a couple of, it's like. A
couple of normals. Just to get the ratings up.
I mean, if that
just
helps.
Just to keep the Midwest.
We're losing them.
South Carolina did not like that episode.
I mean, I'm not even sure.
What are the plot points? What are the stories?
Dude, it is so dramatic. It'll literally be like this girl falls in love with a guy. Like one of the daughters, the foster daughters, falls in love with a guy, and she finds out he's transgender, and like. That's the thing.
Do you remember when we went to go see?
Oh, don't remind me. The worst play. The Broadway show that I've heard.
This was actually probably Jagged the end Little of a Pill. Relationship.
That was you when you were trying to patch it up.
This is
and
truly,
I was so fucking done that night.
Dude,
has this got anything to do with the Fosters? Did you zone out?
He just
went to the theater?
Listen, he's just talking about how happy is we could podcast together again.
No, it does have to, because it reminded me of that, because that's what it was.
Everything reminds you of it.
Everything reminds you of it. Food.
No.
Just press that and you're good. You're good. It's still recording.
Wow, nice.
Is it good?
Good save, guys.
Thank God.
Oh, man.
No, but the reason I thought about that was because that was the whole plot point of that play was like an adopted black chick who's a lesbian with a white family who fucking...
Yeah, it was the whole thing.
It was so woke. It was crazy. And me and Kim, like, we just connected because we really liked Alanis Morissette's music. So I was like, I was trying to be sweet.
That was the point. I never understood the point of taking her to it.
We used to sing. Remember we used to sing?
We did. I don't know. Come on, Kim. We used to love it together. Stop acting like we didn't love it.
I don't even know when Alanis Morissette song.
Stop acting like you did not love Alanis Morissette with me.
Is that the lying naked on the floor? Is that her? I had to tell you.
Yeah, we used to love it.
Lying naked
on
the
floor. So this was a musical set to the music of Alanis?
Jagged Little Pill, the entire album.
Also, this was at the very end of our... This is like the last thing that we did together where we were like, let's just try to see this. Maybe we'll like each other after this. We loved this. Was it my birthday?
I got it for a birthday.
Yeah, it was a birthday present.
I had no idea that what the play was about. I was like, this is going to be great. It's just, you know, a musical set to Alanis Morissette, Jagged Little Pill. This is going to be awesome. And within... the first scene, it was just
like... She was
like,
I think I'm gay. Hi, my name is Angie Sheher. And we were like,
oh, Angie Sheher.
Like, you have long blonde hair.
There was like a
and
whole...
a dress on.
There was a whole rape scene that wasn't even hot.
She got raped suddenly in her childhood bedroom.
I know.
Lewis was hard.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. It was really long too. There was an intermission, and I remember like during the intermission, we're like, "Do we just go?" And we stayed.
Of course. Like, maybe it'll get better after.
No.
Maybe they'll say, "Just kidding. This is like a South Park thing."
It was the fucking worst thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
So how does it fit into the Foss? Oh, because that's the same thing.
It was just such a woke pile of horseshit.
You didn't do any research before you went to see your show? No. You didn't check out anything?
I didn't realize how much woke shit exists. Like,
every show is that
dude,
now.
You go to Spencer's Gifts, there's like woke t-shirts. Like in the middle of like fake poop and like, you know, like I'm with stupid t-shirts, there's like one that says, shut up, Karen.
What the fuck are you doing?
Push the cable more so it's not pulling it.
Mike, move the computer
over. You gotta push
over.
The whole computer over. Here we go. It's kind of a nightmare. I wonder if that scared anyone watching it.
Yeah, there we go.
Oh, no. That's too much.
There we go. Perfect. Stop. Live it up. No, I'm joking. Stop.
Yeah.
If you walk around the mall now, like it's like all the mannequins are woke. They're all like fucking. They're like it's not even fat. Like
they're all chicks with dicks.
No, they had fat mannequins for a while now.
Yeah.
But now it's like just fucking boxy body bitches and like just like different.
They
weird...
have a mannequin in a wheelchair.
Yeah, dude, it's just awful. They need to fucking chill. We need to realize that there still is an ideal body, right? There still is like
yeah.
We need winners still.
What are we doing? Why are we?
Well, the Victoria's Secret campaign too.
That's crazy.
They fired all the angels.
Well, that's the last.
Mm-hmm.
They're going out of business. So that's like
well,
just
yeah,
the last.
It's just all, like,
well,
it's
kind of that's what that was. Like if you look at the Fenty one, it's different. It's like a bunch of different bodies and people, and it looks really good too. But they should leave the Victoria's Secret to be what it always was.
It should just be fucking smoking hot chicks. Yeah. It's great.
Yeah, it's a just demographic. It's a specific.
Literally angels that walk the earth.
They're angels.
It's okay for like a brand to be associated with a certain kind of look. Like they're like ashamed of that now.
Yeah.
And like going away from even just having like, we like this one thing.
Even like just movies, like what? Actors are supposed to be good looking.
Yeah, for sure.
Why is everyone ugly now?
A great time for an ugly actor.
What the fuck is going on? Right, you just turn on, like, I'm watching like primetime television, and a bunch of fives are just fucking yammering at each other. Like, where are all the hot people?
If you're an
bunch
actor,
of ugly people are acting great.
Yeah,
get off my screen.
It's ridiculous.
If you're not getting booked right now, you know it's your talent.
Yeah,
it's the fact that you're not talented.
Yeah,
it's true. It's not your look.
It's just too woke. Loki was the one thing where I was just watching it, and I'm like, I was like, what is going on here? Like, why is everyone a black woman? Like, every chick on the show is a fucking black woman.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just crazy. I'm not saying don't book black women. I'm just saying, like, you have to have a realistic... And then there'll be an ADT commercial.
Can I tell you what...
And it's four white guys robbing a house. What the fuck is going on right now?
The problem is that it's been so many white people for so long that now they're overcorrecting. Instead of just evening out, they're overcorrecting. And they're being like, well, now it has to be all black people or all people of color because it's been all white people for so long.
But also, like, even the Academy Awards a couple months ago released something being like, it needs to be like your movie won't be considered for an award at all unless you hit these numbers in the crew or the cast or anything. So it's kind of being like forced from the top down.
Oh, of course. And by the way, look, I also do. Part of me understands that, right? Where I go like, okay, well, there needs to be a little bit deliberate. Like I understand the deliberate movement. You go, oh, well, no, you know what? If like even the, it was really the superhero thing did it for me. Right. And when I watched the new Spider-Man with James, it was fucking kind of cool to see a little brown superhero that my kid could actually identify with.
The best.
And it was the first time there really was that. And there's been a few, but that was the one they really truly nailed it. It didn't seem forced. Like urban culture was in it, and it was great. So I do understand, like, and look, when I first heard they were going to make a Puerto Rican Spider-Man, I wrote a letter. I was like, you can't make a Puerto Rican Spider-Man. That's fucking crazy. And then they did it, and you go like, all right, they sort of nailed it. I just think that it is like, you're right. The term
is he Puerto Rican?
He's half Puerto Rican, half black.
Whoa.
Yeah, the mom's smoking hot, too. The big black dad.
The dad's so hot.
Oh, he's got a good nine.
Yeah.
He's got a good fucking nine.
Yeah, I know he would
there.
Stretch out this ruler.
Okay.
It'd be flooded in England with him. Okay.
I liked it. I did not mind it.
Guess I'll snake.
Something.
Guess I'll snake. Rape.
Oh, wrong button.
Oh, man. Nice. So what, is everything open here now? Like, everything's just open?
Yeah, pretty much.
No masks?
They want you to wear masks, but
some places
depends on the place.
Mm-hmm. Huh? Some places are making you somewhere.
But it's nice here if you walk into a place that makes you have a mask and you don't have one, they hand you a fresh one.
Ooh.
It's nice.
Yeah. Everyone is getting sick again. Yeah. Everyone.
Yeah, well, there's like 8 people in New York that I know that recently have gotten sick.
Yeah, there's a bunch of people out here that I know that have gotten sick.
Yeah.
Everyone's getting sick.
Even if they've been vaccinated, they're getting sick.
Yeah.
But they're not getting like rocked, are they?
No, not getting rocked, but they're just getting sick.
Sitting around the house, tired.
Nobody was really getting rocked before anyway. This is all a fucking scam.
Fat people.
What do you want me to fucking say, guys? It's all a scam. It's all a scam.
Control. Pretty sure Bobby's in the hospital.
Whatever, bro.
The Great Reset. This is the... That's what this
Bobby's
is.
Bobby's the only one that I know that got rocked.
Bobby got rocked.
Yeah, but he also got bronchitis at the same time.
See, his body's falling apart anyway, regardless.
Yeah, that wasn't...
If it wasn't this, it'll be something else.
It's the bronchitis that's putting him out of commission. So... Shout out to Bobby Hutch, guys. Send Bobby your love. He might be dead by the time this comes out.
Maybe buy him a coffee.
We really hope not.
Maybe buy the dying guy a fucking latte.
What?
A latte instead of Kim?
No, I don't like to say instead of Kim. Just send him some money, too.
Yeah. Now, what was your favorite thing? Let's assume Bobby is dead. What was your favorite thing about working with Bobby?
I really
didn't make my peace with it. Like, I went through the mental, like,
I kind of did that too. I was like,
if Bobby died, what am I going to do? I was like, hope he doesn't die. But I already like went through my sadness. So if I found out he died,
replaced him at gas.
Yeah,
I like
Lewis
my
did 2 minutes of. Oh man, okay. Here's what it is. Let's go, Bobby.
I like my rides in the car with Bobby because he's very serious at work. But then once work is over, Bobby's very silly, super fun. We talk the whole way home whenever I drop him off, and he's great.
He'd be missed. He'll be missed.
Mine? He'll be greatly missed, yeah.
What was your favorite memory of Bobby?
I like that whenever I text Bobby, like, happy birthday or, like, Merry Christmas, he'll always write back, Merry Christmas, love you to pieces.
Oh. Bobby,
that's really sweet.
Aww. Yeah.
Nice.
Yes. Aww. That's very sweet.
Hmm. Colin?
I don't know who we're talking about. So, yo, good luck out there, Bobby.
Or not. Fuck you. You know what?
I don't think I've ever talked to Bobby. No,
Bobby Hotshot, he's the best.
No, I do, yeah, but I don't think we've ever really talked. I texted him one time asking him an audio
question. Well, let's call it a positive and a negative.
Nice
okay?
guy, nice
so
guy.
So if he dies, the positive would be that technically the percentage of the business that we gave him would revert back to me and Ralph. It doesn't go to his family
every
or anything
class.
Like that.
Every
That's
class.
Not the way it works, so... There's, you know, it's financially...
I gotta have Bobby change his will.
Yeah, it financially benefits from me for Bobby to die.
Did you give him COVID?
I would love for it to benefit me, too.
Alex, you know what? We can talk about that.
You gotta marry him.
Alex, you're next in line, girly girl. Don't you worry.
Thanks, baby boy.
So, you know what? Maybe we should just make sure that Bobby dies. this will be a very unfunny if Bobby dies. Like, Tanya's gonna call us up, like, why would you do this? Like, he's dead.
So unfunny.
He's fucking dead.
That's like the funniest thing ever.
And this came out after he died.
Are you gonna name the negative thing in your life if Bobby died? What you'd be losing?
What would I be losing if Bobby
he
died?
He can't think of anything.
It's
look
like
at
a
him.
Guy I knew.
He's clicking his fingers on the couch.
I would.
He did. Psycho.
When he said the benefits, it was like he could have listed 10 things.
No, yeah.
Well, we'd have to train another person to take your position. You have to take Bobby's position. We have to train another person to take your position. It's a whole to-do. Finding a good producer.
Bobby's debt would be such a fucking to-do.
Be a whole
Bobby
to do.
Dying would be truly a
he probably
week.
Has some passwords that people don't know. You'd have,
so
to,
true.
You'd have to bring
sure.
in a guy. Oh,
lots
headache.
Of passwords, dude.
At
oh,
least one
no.
week of inconvenience.
You'd have to go to the funeral, take a Wednesday off or something. Ugh.
They wouldn't make it to the funeral. They'd zoom it
They'd
in.
Live stream it.
They'd be like, sorry, we have skanks right now.
I'm not positive I'd go to the funeral. I'd go to my Grandma Rose's funeral.
You would go to Bobby Hutch's funeral.
You think so?
You'd have to, dude.
I would be really disappointed if you
dude,
did it.
Lewis.
I don't like funerals.
Wow.
Nobody likes
Nobody
a funeral.
Does.
Nobody gets hot
my
at a funeral.
My ex told me that he didn't like funerals when my grandmother died, and it was a major, it was like the first thing where I was like, okay, I finally really need to leave this
he
dude.
He wouldn't come to your grandma's funeral.
He didn't come to my grandmother's come. Funeral or wake because he's uncomfortable about death.
I get it. Completely. I'm on his side.
No.
I'm on his side.
Yes. Yes. Everyone
your girl needs
yeah, that's... nobody likes death.
No, hold on. Let me tell you something. But not everybody has had to deal with death the same way you have, right? So, like, my perspective on death, like, I have a lot of things to unpack with my mom dying, my dad being murdered, you know, by my own mortality. I've had, you know, I've been very depressed at times. It's a different thing for me. What being around death for me, it affects me in a different way. You can't say that it affects everybody in the exact same way. If you can go stomach, like, I didn't go to my Grandma Rose's funeral. She helped to raise me. It wasn't because I was just like, ah, fuck off. It was not because I legitimately couldn't bring myself to go.
Seems like you'd be more used to it than anything, actually. You'd be like, fuck, dude, this
also,
shit.
Like, I
it'd be like just going out to
yeah,
lunch.
Yeah, he just knows.
Like, my funerals in my life have also been really depressing as fuck. Like, your perspective on this is from, like, I don't know your background, but let's say at the very least, my assumption is a middle-class white person from the suburbs who, when your grandma dies, there's flowers and there's people and it's you're getting together with family to remember this person. My mom's funeral was full of a bunch of fucking junkies and there was no flowers and it was a cardboard box she was basically buried in. We never got her a headstone. Like, it was
Do you remember when my grandpa died and the only flowers I had at the funeral were the flowers you brought?
Yeah.
And then they spread them out.
Yes. It's fucking some trashy ass funeral shit, doggy.
Wow. And my mom was like, that was so nice of Lewis to bring the flowers.
And it's more depressing than a fucking white person, middle class,
it's
whatever
depressing.
Your shit, doggy.
Yeah,
you
just
that, to, for me to face that
fucking
shit,
white,
it's a,
white sure. funerals, bro. Shout out white funerals, baby.
Shout out white funerals.
You still went to her grandfather's
crushing
funeral.
It.
That's the difference.
Like, did you go to that?
Did you not? Or you sent flowers?
I just sent flowers.
He sent flowers.
No.
Oh, my ex did nothing.
Yeah.
He fought with me.
Yeah, look, but he's also probably a pussy bitch. Like, I'm just saying, like, for me personally, like, I went to my mom's funeral and it was a goddamn nightmare. Like, that's probably one of the last funerals I'll go to.
People were checking her pockets for money she owed.
No, it was bad. Yeah.
Lewis was still on shrooms.
Yeah.
I love Amsterdam. Oh, Ron Hooker.
I was humping the casket. Yeah. Yeah, it's I mean, like, you're right. I didn't go to Dave Kimowitz's funeral, and you know,
that was haunting.
Yeah, that whole story was fucking crazy.
The whole story was.
But the owner from the Sam, when he died, and I remember Big J went, he gave a speech, and Big J was like, how, why didn't you go? And I was like, I don't really. And he sort of made the excuse for me. He was like, oh yeah, I get it. Yeah, your dad was stabbed to death. And I was like, yeah, my dad was stabbed to death. That was it. I don't want to go hear about this other dad that was stabbed to death the whole time.
It is sad.
Make eye contact with his daughters. It's a fucking nightmare. Stare at these fucking kids who aren't going to have their dad for the rest of their lives. Welcome to my life, kid. Start yelling at them. Yeah, you know what? I don't know.
They say it gets better, but it doesn't. That's lies. They're all lying to you.
Just fucking,
each year it gets considerably worse.
Yelling at their family.
You'll never find closure for this.
All right, I get it.
Ta-da.
That's all really sad, and you should never go to a funeral.
I'm not saying I'll never go to a funeral again. I'm just saying it is definitely a fucking, you know, I think that's some fucking uppity shit. Like when people are like, yo, we're going to a funeral, let's go. I'm like, what? Fucking chill, bro. How are you not sad?
Uppity.
How are you fucking going to a funeral, dude?
Uppity.
Yeah.
Like people.
Dude, I went to the saddest, richest white funeral ever. It was a little girl that died.
Listen to this, you've told me this is fucked up, this is crazy. How'd you get the invite?
I worked at a restaurant, and this little girl was like a regular at that restaurant for years and years, and then she got like a brain tumor and she was like dying, and she knew she was dying.
Choked to death at the restaurant.
5 years old, she dies.
Oh no.
5 years old, she dies at the funeral. And literally, they have.
She died at the funeral?
She died. Then at the funeral.
Can we do a twofer? Open that up.
If she dies now, how much do we get off?
She dies,
and then at the funeral, as her classmates are walking roses, all her kindergarten classmates are walking roses to her coffin. Her voice comes over the speaker because she had planned a speech because she knew she was dying.
Wow.
And was saying goodbye to all of her friends. Like, I'll miss you, Kayla. And Brandon.
Jesus.
And Michael. And Mommy and Daddy.
Oh, my head. It hurts so bad.
Dude, it was out of control. It was easily the saddest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Who would do that?
No child should have to suffer like I have suffered.
It's almost like pain porn. Why put yourself through... Like, if my kid died, I would... First of all, I would literally just lay my head on a train track and let a train run over my head.
It wouldn't even be a thought.
Like, it's not even like, I'm going to argue with my ex about this because I was talking to her about, like, if my kid died.
Yeah, because nobody that's, I remember he used to say this when we were dating, and I'm like, nobody that's with you wants to hear this.
Well, if my kid...
I understand that you would, but nobody wants to...
You know when you go through the worst thing in your life? I'm out of here. Yeah. I'm abandoning you, too. Yeah. Good luck.
Well, no, I there's just no fucking way. I couldn't imagine. So I couldn't imagine planning my son's funeral where we take his voice and we, like, how do you get there? Like,
you hire an event manager.
Some hot 25-year-old.
Just some hot gay guy. We're going to have the best funeral. Okay. Give it. Oh. We're gonna go out, cry. Release the doves. We're gonna love it. There won't be a fucking dry eye in the place.
He sees the people crying and goes, "Yes, we got him."
And move. Go, girls. Roses, please. Let's go.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah, dude. I want no part of it. No part of it.
Well, this was a situation where the kid was terminally ill, though, so they had months to prepare the kid for her own death.
Mm-hmm. No way, dude. I would lie to my son to the day he died. I'm like, everything's quite all right, baby boy. Don't you worry. It's just a headache.
Daddy, it hurts.
It's just a headache, baby boy.
Daddy, I only have one leg now. Where's my other?
Be okay.
Oh, with that train in here.
Oh my God. That's awful.
Also, yeah, I understand nobody wants to hear that, though.
What? Did you kill yourself?
Yes.
If your kid died?
It's funny now.
Because it's also traumatic for the person you're dating if their kid, if they care about your child and then their boyfriend dies right after. It's like, fucking, that's crazy, too.
If you fucking killed, if a girl I was dating killed herself after our kid did, I'd be so angry with her.
You'd be angry?
Yeah.
No, but it's not, I'm not with what.
You'd be angry? I'd be sad. You go, I'd be just more sad than angry. I'd kind of understand, but I'd be like, this is so sad for me. Now it's about me.
Now it's your turn to make a decision.
Now everyone's going to look at me like, what are you going to do? And be like, hey, that was just a stepkid.
That's what I'm saying. It's a stepkid. It's not, like, not your kid. It's not you and your girl have a kid and then your kid dies and she kills herself. It's you have a kid or she has a kid, right? You're dating some chick. She's got a kid. The kid dies, then she kills herself.
Well, whatever. That's fine.
That's less sad than angry.
Yeah, you're still the same before and after the whole situation, really.
It would suck. You'd be like,
Do you look down on parents that haven't killed themselves that have no other kids?
If your kid dies.
Listen.
And you don't have another kid and you don't kill yourself, you are a shitty human being.
No, dude.
How do you live
That's
with
really
yourself?
That's really bad to
Every
say.
Every family.
How do you live with yourself? Your kid died and you're like, you know what? You gotta crack a few eggs, make an omelet.
Tomorrow's another day.
What is this? Kill yourself, you freak.
You freak.
No, that's what they went, all right, let's invent seatbelts and stuff. So it progresses.
Yeah, well, a lot of people go into like this mode where they're like, I'm going to change however the child dies. Like, yeah. This is my mission.
Shutting down.
To make sure no other child goes through this.
Yeah.
I think that's what a lot of people turn to.
I'm going
to
go on a campaign against people eating button batteries or whatever.
Yeah.
You see that on TikTok?
That's a huge
thing. It was
so scary. Yeah.
Some girl, you know, those little tiny batteries
that
circles? Go in like little things.
If a kid eats one of those, he'll die.
Absolute death,
mean?
No matter
They'll
what.
They'll die.
What do you mean?
If they eat one of those
little
circle batteries,
I understand.
It will eat them from the inside, the acid in it.
And you won't know what's happening till they die.
Why is that not more of a warning?
Well,
that's
there's
what
a mom,
the mom
out there
who's that
who's
daughter,
now that's making it a big warning.
Who
yeah.
would have killed herself if she took your advice.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know about this today if this mom killed herself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been feeding Jay's batteries for years. What?
Isn't that scary?
Those
and they're in like every
round
100% die guaranteed every time. No.
What I die?
You don't catch it in time?
A child will die. Yeah, because it's like it starts releasing whatever chemical is in it and it eats through your inside. It just eats through all your organs and there's no way to fix
die?
It.
Is it like an Avengers Endgame? They just go and they turn it to dust?
Yeah.
That's what I imagine.
Like and it was a Harry Potter and all the clothes just falls to the ground.
That's fucked up. That should be a warning. Dude, I read when
you know
I...
You can't feed babies honey?
What?
You can feed babies.
No, it causes botulism.
No.
What the hell is that?
Yes,
no.
Under 2 years old. If you give babies... Yes.
No.
Yep. Nobody knows that,
There's
but it's a
real
thing.
There's a bacteria in them that
Dude,
babies can have.
I was drinking whiskey with honey before I could talk.
Maybe that's true. We read all the things you couldn't feed your baby. I remember finding out that grapes were the number one number one killer of children under one, in the world.
Yeah.
Just choking on grapes. I remember I was about to give my kid a grape, and I was like looking it up.
This?
Yeah.
Like,
I remember
one time
I watched the 6-month-old baby, like this black woman in the supermarket just giving this kid grapes, like full huge grapes. And I was just watching this kid. I was like, I'm like watching this kid about to die right in front of me. He just kept on shoving him in his mouth.
No, kids like that are survivors.
Yeah.
They got him.
I'm just saying that
they
too.
They figured
out. Sorry, lady, you're raising your kid wrong. Let me tell you about.
When we were at Six Flags, I saw a lady. I didn't say anything even to you, but I saw a lady with her kid in the stroller and the kid was... so hot, his face was so red, and he was a little baby, and I wanted to say something, and I was like, you just can't.
No, they go, you mind your business, lady. You
I'd say, it's a black lady?
No, it was just a white lady.
No, you can say to a white lady.
No,
black lady
no,
be a
she
problem.
Was a hood white lady.
Oh, okay, all right.
Yeah.
Six legs.
Her kid was hot. You think a nice white lady is her kid's gonna be hot? No.
But I would have said something. I would have been like, I mean, at the same time,
she's looking at the kid. She knows it's hot.
Yo, your baby's hot as fuck. Take it easy.
Just throw water on it.
It just steams up. This thing's cooking.
So you know, Kim let a baby die. I guess that'll be the
it's
lesson
not my
here.
Business.
She didn't want to be rude.
I heard there was a story about a
Things
guy.
We'll do.
I guess
we'll
a
do
guy was
rude.
Driving a car and he had a seizure while he was driving the car. And he started like just going up in the curb, I guess. And then this other dude who was like a landscaper in like the neighborhood, like this Mexican guy, like I guess like stopped, like grabbed the car with his hand to stop the car because the car was like going. And he like sat and pulled the guy out of the car and pulled him onto some other person's like lawn and was like giving like this guy CPR. And these fucking people came out of their house and they were like, no, get off our lawn. Not here. Let him die somewhere else.
That's so funny.
Like some crazy cold shit.
No. Where is that?
I don't know. It was somewhere.
I kind of get it.
Well, they probably
don't want someone
sued.
Dying on your fucking, on your lawn.
Well, it's also the cars probably chewing up their fucking lawn. You're like, God damn it.
There's a Mexican guy just standing there. Yeah. Get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here, bro.
Die somewhere else.
Please, die 10 feet over that way.
Please, just drag him over there real quick.
Listen, this has been a fun one. It's been dark and funny and great. Me and Kim are good. We're friends. Everyone's great. Me and Kim are good together now. We're totally good.
Oh, boy.
We're doing great,
this
Kim.
Can we put on some... What was it?
Hopefully, Kim's going to fight at Ellis Mania. We're looking for a fight for her. I know Ellis put something out. Harrington's got a fight at Ellis Mania. Harrington's got a fight a week before at Skankfest. He's fighting Dylan in the main event of Mini Ellis Mania within Skankfest.
There's a Mini Ellis Mania? Can I do that
within
one?
Skankfest. Would you rather do that instead of Ellis Mania? You could do both.
I want to
fight somebody at Skankfest?
Yeah.
You can go to Skankfest.
Fuck yeah. I don't know. Who wants to fight?
Alex?
Mm-mm. You fight Becky at Skankfest.
Ooh, fight Becky at Skankfest.
I'll fight Becky.
That'd be great. Becky the Row. You punch her, your hand breaks. She's like, it's like the Terminator.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you guys for watching. We will be back on Wednesday with another great episode of the Real Ass Podcast. Until then, peace.
That's all, folks.